looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Masters of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Put him on the defensive because he doesn't understand what the truth is. And if he's going to deny the Trinity, that means he believes in only one person who existed forever, right?
Yeah.
If we were to take a human being and put him in a jail cell and turn off the lights, and he's got a toilet and food's given 3 times a day, he's got a bed, and that's it. He's not allowed to get out of the cell ever. No one talks to him. Nothing happens at all. I said, would that be torture? It happened for year after year after year. Of course it would be. I said, well, we're made in the image of God, right? Yes. Would it be torture for God to exist eternally just like that? If he exists as one person forever, then there's no fellowship, there's no intimacy, there's nothing. But we would call that torture. We would call that inhumane.
Number 5.
What is the difference between a Christian and a Mormon belief in regard to who Jesus is?
Mormonism teaches that Jesus is the brother of the devil, begotten through sexual relations between God and his goddess wife, who both came from another planet. And in Christianity, Jesus is the eternal second person of the Trinity, never created, was never a man on another planet, was not the product of relations between a god and a goddess wife from another world. They're different beings, different altogether, altogether entirely. They're not the same.
Number 4.
And he said to them, when I sent you out without money belt and bag and sandals, you did not lack anything, did you? And they said, no, nothing. He said to them, but now, whoever has a money belt is to take it along. Likewise, also a bag, and whoever has no sword is to sell his coat and buy one. For I tell you that this which is written must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for that which refers to me had its fulfillment. So he specifically tells the disciples, if you don't have a sword, sell your coat and go buy one. It's an issue of self-defense. We have the right of self-defense.
Absolutely.
And so the sword was a means of judgment, of enforcement of law, of punishment, and of defense. So the Christian is not obligated to have self-defense. He's free to be able to.
Number 3.
Do we really have free will if we didn't ask to be born?
Can you define for me what free will is?
Being able to make a decision.
So I agree, without being forced, right? That's free will.
Without being forced, yeah.
So if someone gets you in a headlock and forces you to open a door, does that mean you don't have free will anymore? Or does it mean only that instance your free will was violated, but the nature of having free will is still there, right?
Yeah, but at that moment, I would say it's gone.
Yeah, but you said, do you have free will? The answer is yes, you have free will. Now, God chose that you were born. And if you don't like it, you take it up with him on the day of judgment.
Number 2.
If I was talking to someone about abortion, and they said, well, this is her body, so she should be able to have an abortion.
Ask the person if the baby in the womb, 1 hour before birth, 1 hour after? Is it the same person, the baby before and after? If he says no, there's all kinds of logical problems with that. If he says yes, then does the mother have the right to destroy that human life? The answer, of course, is no. Well, if it's her body, why can't she? What's a human being in there? Human life is not valued simply because of location in the womb or outside the womb. And this is the fallacy of immorality that is prevalent. People cannot think critically. They don't think morally. They think selfishly. Well, this is the fruit of selfishness, lust, covetousness, and all of it wrapped into one to offer euphemisms. It's my body. I can do what I want. For the justification of killing the life in the womb. And this is an atrocity. It's a blasphemy. It's an evil. Can you be used by God to perform miracles? Absolutely. But you must keep your heart humble before Him and seek His will, because sometimes it's not God's will to heal. My wife, for example, she has one of the rarest connective tissue disorders in the world. She's had open heart surgery. She's got a pacemaker. She's got a hand surgery coming up later this month. Another hand surgery. She's had 2 feet surgery. She's had three, four, five back surgeries. I pray for her healing. We hold hands and I pray for her healing. God has not chosen to heal her. Is it because they don't have faith? No.
No.
Because she doesn't have faith? No. Because God has chosen not to do that. Why? Maybe it's because she gets on the radio one day when she finally does what she needs to do. And she can talk about what it's like to trust in Christ through all of these difficulties. She's suffering from PTSD, from some of the pain and suffering she's had to go through physically. And then she gets on the radio, yeah, God healed me years ago. And I'm not mocking that. Praise God if God chooses that. But what about through her sickness, through her pain and suffering? She praises God. How many more people might that reach?
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.